This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies
all right,
and gentlemen,
we're going to identify a prophet scripturally, and we'll show you his fruit and the sword in his hand, how he comes to slay sin.
Woo! Wow.
All right. Well, the church needs to start walking in authority is what they need to be doing. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of those individuals out there that don't know their left hand from the right. We appreciate you listening to us on a daily basis. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It is now intertwined. Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio, now intertwined. Do you like the way I'm saying
intertwined?
Like, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like,
you can't do one without the other.
No, I know. I like that. But what I'm trying to say is the way I'm emphasizing my words is kind of like the Lone Ranger. And, right. I'm saying the Lone Ranger because my kid is now going to start acting like he's the Lone Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christ was and is the lone captain of our salvation.
That's right.
But in the way that the Lone Ranger, going back to my point, was the fact that he talks so emphasis and he emphasizes
so
everything.
So funny.
Yeah,
and he's talking.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Bizarre.
Tonto.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're going to take on the bad guys. Okay, I don't understand why I just went there, but maybe it's rubbing off just a little bit. Silver away!
Can I get that portion of my life back?
She's stealing all my talking points, and then she acts like it's the coolest thing.
I didn't even bring up
sliced bread since she brought it up. Well, it's true. It's rubbing off a little bit. I apologize. What's that?
She's a piece of bread that needs to be buttered.
Okay, now you're way off base, but we'll just... Okay, that was cute. Okay, honey, that was cute. All right, that was cute. I'll give that to you. His face is red, honey.
It was better. Well, we'll just keep going.
Okay, we'll just keep rolling on here. If you'd like to check us out online, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you'd like to go on to Sons of Liberty Media right now, again, not only showing you the problem, but also exposing the criminals, and we are pulling back the curtain to educate, to put your feet upon the rocks of the Lord will and can establish your goings. Hosea 4:6. Media, the new useful idiots, is front page of Sons of Liberty Media. The fear of government incapacitates. Front page, Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean says today's youth are dying for the truth. They are, friends. Sheriff Mike Lewis to Obama, try and take our guns. There will be a civil war. And Bradley Dean, my war coming to primetime on the Dove Television, a branch of James Dobson's ministry, which will be airing across the nation starting next Tuesday, 8:30 Pacific Standard. So if you want to go ahead and check that out, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I need to highlight this one as well. Front page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There is no war on religion. The war is on Christians. Joe Messina actually did that article, one of the contributors. And by the way, all of our contributors are a part of the culture war, friends. They're not paper tigers, and they're not hiding behind a mic. They're actually a part of the battle. That's why they're giving you the answers, to show you how it can be done. We want to educate and equip the people in the natural, so the Holy Ghost will equip us in the spiritual, in every sense of the word. A work of faith with power, the Word of God says, because the Word says, again, that the church is made to be the conqueror. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Again, phone lines will be accessible. We're going to be talking about the mantle of the prophet. How to identify a prophet. 1-866-233-0747. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steph?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We always want the heart of God. And we always want to make sure that we're led by the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, as Bradley mentioned, we're going to be talking about the prophet today. And I wanted to kind of give you an idea of a difference between Martin Luther and Melanchthon. Now, Martin Luther was the reformer who stood up and he matched the face of popes. You know, he stood right next to him and right in their face, and he didn't back down, and he was boisterous and stormy and altogether warlike. And then there was Melanchthon too. But this is what Martin Luther had to say about himself, and then he compared himself with Melanchthon. Philip Melanchthon was more like along the lines of a teacher. He's distinguishing the difference between a prophetic message and one who's a teacher, although they go very well hand in hand together. Martin Luther said, "I am rough, boisterous, stormy, altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest. But Master Philip comes along softly and gently and sowing and watering with joy according to the gifts which God has abundantly bestowed upon him."
Now, keep in mind, the proper function of the church is the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. So we got the prophet and the teacher.
That's right.
If you notice later on in Martin Luther's life, he did turn, he grew in grace into the apostolic very much so.
Yeah, and what's interesting to note, too, is that you have the combined effort of the teacher and the prophetic. Their combined labors produced the Protestant church and changed the course of history and introduced into the modern era. So if you look at the two of them together, they very much so complement each other. You can't have one all prophetic, boisterous. You have to have one that sows and waters and plants and reaps behind you, but they all work together as the body of Christ has many different members of the body, just as your body has many different members, but we all have one head, namely Jesus Christ.
Well, keep in mind Jeremiah in the book, chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "This day the Lord set over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy,
yep,
and to throw down, to build, and to plant." That's Jeremiah. And if you look at the just the characteristics and the giftings of the prophet, they all fall down the same line. They are reformers. They are breaking up the fallow ground in hopes of restoring righteousness to a nation. Going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, not going back to the new past. Because we know that the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, we're not to be given to change. We're to go back to the old past. We'll talk about that today, but this is one of my favorite topics as well. When you go to Gideon as well, you can see that he was commanded to tear down his father's altars. When you go to Hosea, he was commanded to hew them in half. The prophets were sent to hew them in half. It was to break down the false idols that they created. They actually attempted to, the people, when they become idolaters, they attempt to tear down the image of who Christ really is, to create a God and a Christ that looks just like themselves. Well, then comes the prophet to say, "That's not the case. I want to identify who he is. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He's the one on the cross, and I want to tell you what, he comes in authority, not the way that men make him out to be." So we need to tear down so we can establish. If you want to build a brand new house, well, the first thing you have to do is tear down the old one and establish the new one. That's what we're going to do today.
That sounds good. And I've also got some quotes here from Leonard Ravenhill because
okay,
we're going to be looking at...
we'll bring them through.
Yep.
We'll intertwine them through the character of a prophet right when we get back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. As a matter of fact, William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the presence." And by the way, your enemies are doing that today for the wrong reasons. Why don't you stand up and do it for the right reasons? Sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, Sons of Liberty Media. Friends, right out of Scripture, Matthew 16, verse 19, who do men say that I am? The Son of Man asking, this being Jesus Christ. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Keep in mind, John the Baptist was the one pointing out King Herod for all of his evils. Okay, Elijah is the one that confronted Ahab, and he also confronted his devil wife Jezebel. And the Lord set up the Kronos time to meet the Kairos time on Mount Carmel to drop the fire on the false prophets. The false prophets were terminated. Jeremiah, they call the crying prophet. Well, that's true, crying out, telling the people, the kings and the priests and the people of Jerusalem to repent. But keep in mind, here is the function of a prophet. Jeremiah 1 verse 10, this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Okay? Now, what's interesting about that is when we look in Scripture, this is the part that the professed church in America conveniently overlooks because they're a bunch of effeminate pansies for the most part. As I've said so many times, you have the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and to the homosexual movement across this land has been the church that's remained silent in the face of duty. And they're doing it because they're compromised men. They're also responsible for the crime in government, and to the degree that they leave the crimes perpetrated against the American people undealt with, left without consequence. But again, Matthew 16:19, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, one that was crying in the wilderness, who was moved by the power of the spirit of Elijah, by the way. And Elijah, some say you're like Elijah, and others, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Now, it's interesting that we would go there because, once again, when we begin to actually identify the prophet, I want you to hear carefully that the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by man. And you'll also find that prophets fly alone. Years back, there was a man who was right when he said, no man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected, because the prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences because they are his brand name. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortable, insulated from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology, bringing it again to scripture, friends, as this comes to my aid. It was Jesus that said, I'd rather have you
hot or cold. Because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth.
Okay, thank you. In saying that, it's interesting, that's exactly what I was just going to say. I'd rather have you hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And keep in mind, right after that, he said that, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. There's that message again that he gave to his apostles. Preach repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not likely to evoke the prophet the man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. And this is exactly where we are at today, America. I just read the book. I'm reading the book. I'm processing through the book right now of Jeremiah. And it's frightening, the parallel. But going on, the prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those who are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular immorality and spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there's not more urgent national need than we cry to God for a prophet. Now, the function of the prophet, as a man, again, Austin Sparks once said, has almost been that of recovery, friends. Because the prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Because compromise is not known to him, he has no price tags, he is totally otherly worldly, he is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He's a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes in the valley with a thus saith the Lord. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and is so aware of impending judgment to come, friends. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright. He claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God or else. Well, that's true. Prepare to meet your God. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. That's in Psalm 50 and in the book of Amos. His message is repent, be reconciled to God or else. His prophecies are parried. His truths bring torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when dead. Read John 16. He is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. Read Matthew 23, he's a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Galatians 3:24, but few make the grade in his class. Wow. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. He is against the establishment in ministry. Then he is established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who listen. He walks before men for days, but walks before God for years. He's a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by that nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano, and his words are his fire. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Jeremiah 23:29. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics while he is lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. Our national need at this hour is not that the dollar recovers its strength, friends, or that we corrupt political propagandized a scandal is probably the best word I can come up with, or that we find the answer to the ecology problem in the church, or the eschatology, I should say. We need a God-sent prophet to point the finger and tell that nation to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want to tell you something, friends. After reading the book of Jeremiah, now is the time. And I know people like to use that all the time as a fear method, but I'm telling you what, I'm going to go through some scriptures from Jeremiah, and you can go ahead and check the message that Jeremiah actually gave to the nation of to Jerusalem and to the kings and the priests. And when they didn't listen, guess what happened? Once they started to see the word come to pass, they wanted Jeremiah to come back and get things right with God. But at that point, it was too late. And friends, read the book of Lamentations, because that is the fruit of a nation that did not repent.
Well, it is so true. And something that caught my eye too, or my ear, when you were talking about that, is the prophet is praised when he is dead, but when he is alive, people want him to be killed. If you look at Martin Luther, the great reformer, or if you look at Martin Luther King Jr., people were out for his life. Why? Because he was confronting the evils of the day. If you look at Martin Luther, he was confronting the Pope. If you look at Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, there was a bounty on Martin Luther's head, and talking about the reformer, and Martin Luther King Jr. had over 50 death threats a day on his life.
Right. So now that they're safely dead, as one quote says about the prophets and people who stand up like this, it says, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. For history makes such convenient heroes because they're no longer alive to basically contend with the images that we have made out for them to be, or how we have made them out to be.
Yeah.
Now that they're dead, we can set up monuments for them. We can have, you know, statues of them, because they're no longer here to confront us anymore in our lifestyles. But it's so interesting.
It's very interesting. They would rather settle for a politician that they know that the politicians are lying to them. In Scripture tells us that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul, but love comes along in the book of Proverbs as well, and it says, faithful are the wounds of a friend.
That's
it
right.
Also tells us that iron sharpens iron, but they'll have none of it. They would rather have the lying politician flattering them with the tongue and spoiling them their souls, rather than actually being rebuked for love's sake. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Again, that is the message of the prophet.
And the prophetic voice is so needed in the church. As I mentioned, I grew up in the church, and I never really heard anything about the prophetic and about the prophetic voice. And as Tim Brown, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, he said in the radio show, we always say, oh, we could use a good John the Baptist in the church, or a Martin Luther, or we need these type of people in the church. Well, the truth of the matter is when these people open up their voices to speak and their mouths to utter forth the words of God, it's rejected. Oh, we don't need to hear this.
Yeah.
Who are you
You're
to tell us
You're talking to somebody
this?
Else.
Yeah, this is not us. But it's so interesting, the fact that the Lord sends his prophets because he loves, and to correct his church, to get it right with him. But so many times, rather than accepting that word of correction, it's totally rejected, and the prophets
keep
speaking
more. Well, we've heard people say that. I don't want to hear this anymore.
Right.
Yeah, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Media. We're going to come right back, and we're going to identify again the mantle of a prophet, so you understand this is what America needs. And they are on the rise, like it or not, friends, but I want you to be able to identify who they are when you hear them and see them.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Unseennow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do,
Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Now, what we're doing is actually identifying the gifting of a prophet so you understand who they are. And because most people will look at a real prophet, folks, if a real prophet walks into a church setting or you meet him in public, you're going to know right away there's something a little bit different about him, because he's going to be one of those guys like Jeremiah who's in derision quite a bit until the word of the Lord comes. And what happens is he'll say that word is like a fire shut up in my bones. And he also understands, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And they also understand that they, and through their experience, understanding of who Christ comes, speaks in the same fashion, because he's not outside of what his word identifies him as to be. I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says we're ministers of the flames of fire. Prophetic people understand that, unless they're false prophets. And they can still have the gift, and they can prophesy.
Peace.
That's right. But my point was, going to the New Testament, they can prophesy all day long. They can have the gift. But they're also workers of iniquity. In other words, they're prophesying smooth things and smooth words. And they're saying, as Steph just said, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And they set war against God. Read the book of Micah, friends. And it's real clear when we go over to the book of Ezekiel and identify what a prophet does. He's a watchman that blows the trumpet. And he warns men to turn from their lawlessness. That's his job. So again, when you begin to see and hear a prophet, just rest assured, it's not going to probably be pretty. Unless you're an obedient child of God. Let me say it that way. When we go over to Jeremiah, we can go over, again, keep in mind that Jeremiah was set over the kingdoms to root up, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build and to plant after the fact, like any other farmer would, right? He removes the rocks. Well, when we go over to verse 16, it says, "And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all of their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods, created a god to suit their sin, a violation of the second commandment, Exodus 20, and have burned incense to other gods and worshiped the work of their own hands. This is what my God looks like. Look, I've created him. That's called idolatry, friends. Okay? For behold, I made thee, speaking to Jeremiah, this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against, listen carefully, the kings of Judea, the corrupt kings, against the princes thereof, corrupt Congress and representation and government, against the priests thereof, the hierarchies, friends, and against the people of the land. Okay? But we're told that, you know, we're just not supposed to have any part of that. No, we're responsible for what's going on in our country, friends. Going over to verse 2, identifying the gift of the prophet. Here's the words of Jeremiah by the Spirit of Christ. Thus saith the Lord, what lawlessness, iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain. Friends, we still have the freedom to do the right things. So what's the excuse for us turning our backs unto a just and a holy God? Now, here's the reason the Lord began to judge the nation. The priests said not, where is the Lord? They're not. Culture is changing the professed church now. Because God is looking for a faithful among men to change culture. But he has to find the man. Where are the faithful among men? I'll get to that in just a minute. The priests said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. Okay? The pastors also transgressed. That means, when you're standing there and you're going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone and the cop's outside of his car waving you down, but you still drive past him, and you actually, what you do is you put your foot down a little bit heavier on the gas pedal. That's transgressing the law, purposely violating the law. Well, the Lord said the pastors also transgressed against me. They say that homosexuality, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. They say there's nothing wrong with homosexual marriage. They say there's nothing wrong with polygamy. They say that there's nothing wrong with adultery or fornication or pedophilia. No! These are the people advocating it today. And speaking to the prophets, the Lord said, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, a false god, not the God of the Scriptures. Okay? And you always know them because there's no cross. There's no self-denial. There's none of that whatsoever. And they walked after things that do not profit. Folks, riches do not profit in the day of wrath. Righteousness does. And that righteousness better be found with the robe of Jesus Christ behind and empowering the individual in which stands. You better be standing in the righteousness with the robe of Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. The Lord said, for the people have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of living waters and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. It's not God ordained, not God given. He said, thine own wickedness shall correct thee and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. But America, are you listening? Jeremiah said, now therefore, and see that this is an evil and bitter thing, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God and that my fear is not in thee. What is the fear of the Lord? Proverbs 8. Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. Keep in mind the Lord leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. The professed hirelings and whores from the pulpits are teaching just the exact opposite. The professed hirelings and whores in the pulpits now are opening the gates wide to the wolves to come in and devour the sheep rather than scattering and defending the sheep. Okay? I can't, folks, going on. There is no there are people that were warned. Now listen to what they say. The people that are being warned by Jeremiah in the day, by the prophet, this is what they said. Oh, there's no hope. There's nothing we can do about it. They say, no, for I have loved strangers and after them will I go. These are the people that say, you know, to H with it. There's nothing that we can do about it. These are the people that say, it's the end times. The Lord's going to do what he's going to do. No, the Lord's going to do what he's going to do because you left off what you should have done.
That's right.
In every sense of the word. These are the people that say, oh, there's no hope. No, for I have loved strangers and after them will I go. And then the Lord says, but where are your gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise in your time of need. If they can save thee in the time of thy trouble, for according to the number of thy cities are thy gods. Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Cowboys. I can go on and on with all the football teams, the baseball teams. You know, friends, I've shared this with you in the past, and I say again. You want to know why you're under attack by foreign countries? First of all, you've left off and forsaken your God, number one. Number two, foreigners say that they are coming after the Americans because their gods are now sports.
Oh, yeah.
They said this.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that.
Well, your treasure is there, will your heart be also.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the Lord says, where are your gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in thy time of trouble. I'll tell you what. If that's the position you're in, I would fear. And I want to tell you what. The fear that's going to come down upon you is going to be diabolical. Because you need to prepare to meet your judge that you are ignoring. And the Lord is saying, listen, if you want to just go ahead and ignore me, that's fine. But when trouble comes and you come back to me, there is a point where the Lord told Jeremiah not to pray for that people anymore. Because they will listen to nothing. I'm getting to that right now. He said, in vain I have smitten your children. I've corrected them. They received no correction, saith the Lord. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. Of course they are. Hey, friends, whenever you're about the work of the Lord's hands and about the work of his business, let me say this. In the book of Timothy, it talks about how there's a warfare. And when the word comes, you have to work out that warfare by holding faith. Okay, but what you're taught today through the false prophets that are prophesying smooth things, they're saying just the exact opposite. This is what I see the Lord doing, and this is what the Lord's going to do for you, and this is what he's going to do for you, and this is what he's going to do for you. In other words, just sit back and just go ahead and sit in your little cozy couch of false grace, and God's going to bring it to you. I want to tell you something, folks. There is nothing further from the truth than when you're told that. Because there is a warfare when it's real faith, my friends. Because the enemy is not going to just sit down. That's like saying NFL is going to hire a quarterback. And he's just going to tell him before training, hey, you don't worry about it. You just go sit on a couch. We'll get you a six-pack of Pepsi. And we'll get you a six-pack of Dr. Pepper. And we'll get you a bunch of Twinkies. And when the warfare comes, don't worry about it. Because God's going to deal with it for you. And then he gets smeared on the field. And then he wonders why. Because you've been lied to. That's why. Just like you were talking about in the military yesterday.
Yep.
You know, these kids today, they're benefited by the government reallocating your finances, telling young people to come into the military and serve, and we'll give you educational benefits. And then what happens is these kids are lied to. They end up in Afghanistan or Iraq or on some other unconstitutional, ungodly war. Remember, there's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars, Hosea 8. And then they commit suicide. And why do they commit suicide? Because they were lied to. Why do we have so many false converts in the church today? Because they've been lied to. But the bottom line here is, America, you have the same Bible. You have the same Bible as that false harlotin and that priest or that pastor or that whore that fails to actually bring forth the whole counsel of God. You have the same Bible. And you're to put not a false balance to the word, but a just balance, a right balance. And you need to first understand that God is a judge, number one. And number two, he is a loving judge. But keep in mind, loving judges always enforce the laws against crime. Why? Because they love.
That's exactly right. And you go back, and even if you look at what we were talking about earlier with the prophets, if you go to Luke 11:47, it says, woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. So when you're going back and you say, well, I wouldn't have been like that if I was back in the day, and, you know, I think I would accept a prophetic message. Well, just try that with a little correction and see how you do with it. But when it comes to the prophetic voice, it is so needful in the church. In fact, companies...
It's not just the church.
Oh, the world,
because
of course.
Herod was paying attention to Christ. Herod was paying attention to John the Baptist. And really what it comes down to is when a prophet preaches from the housetops, people have a way of turning their ear regardless if they like him or not.
That's exactly right. And companies, they hire what's called troubleshooters to go out and
explain that
out
right after that break.
Okay, that sounds good.
IBM actually did that. Great point. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back. Good point.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Come and sit again, guys.
Andrew Young, who was on the forefront with Martin Luther King Jr. By the way, he's the former mayor of Atlanta. I spent 3 hours with him. An awesome, awesome human being. I'm 6'5". He's not.
Is he really?
Can I tell you a story about that? When I first got there, we only were allotted 1 hour. And I thought, okay, that's great. I'm going to meet a civil rights leader,
right,
which, by the way, they didn't label themselves as that. Martin Luther King Jr. said he was a preacher. When we were sitting there with Andrew, I remember, we got this on film, as a matter of fact. He looked over at me and he said, Martin Luther King Jr. would love you guys.
That's awesome.
Right?
What a compliment.
After going through all of the hell that he went through.
Yep.
And knowing Martin, he started to tear up. And he said, I miss him. Of Martin Luther King Jr. He was a man of God, regardless if you like him or not. You can't sit there and look at him and say, well, I heard this about him and this, that, and the other thing. Well, great. You know what? They say it all about me, too. 99.9% of it is wrong. And the 0.1% is actually where they get it right, namely my name. And but anyways, sitting there with him for 3 hours, we went on for an hour. Then we went over to 2 hours, and we said, well, I thought we were only allotted 1 hour. He said, no, we're fine. Then we roll over into the third hour. And before we left, he said, I would like to come visit you and your team.
Awesome.
I'll never forget that. I was honored. But Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta and associate with Martin Luther King Jr., said, you don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you hang on the wall. It's something that comes out of as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you will inevitably face a spiritual death.
Yep.
Right on.
That's exactly right.
Right on.
You know, even going back to what I was saying earlier before the break about the prophets, you have companies such as IBM, and they hire what's called troubleshooters. And what they do is they go into the company and they find the parts that are in error in order to correct them. It makes totally logical, perfect sense to me to do that. But when we have prophetic voices that come to the church or to the world, they're there to point out the evil, to testify, as you said, I came to testify of the world that its deeds are evil, right? To point the finger in order for us to repent before God and be right with Him. I mean, that only makes sense. If you're an heir, if your child is an heir, what do? You correct them so they can be right on track.
You don't want to reward them.
Yeah, exactly.
But the professed church wants to be rewarded for their sin that put Christ on the cross.
Yeah, and you know, if you think about that in common sense terms like that, you know, what would you do if your kid was doing something completely wrong? Would you say, oh, good job. Here, well, let's get you a nice ice cream treat and sit you down.
Yeah.
And that'd be ludicrous.
That's what the false... Hey, as a matter of fact, that was a great point, because when you look in Scripture, that's exactly what the prophets were doing, the false prophets. Micah chapter 3, verse 4. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but He will not hear them, even when He will hide His face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves in their ill doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he that putteth not in their mouths, they even prepare war against him.
You know, that made me think of another good point,
That's exactly
too.
What the professed prophets of the day, 99%, literally, 99% of what I've seen in this country is just exactly that. They are false prophets in every sense of the word.
Yeah, and they might put on a nice show, but then when you meet them individually and you see the integrity level and no phone calls back and how they operate, you say, wow, that's very different than what I would have
Judas, aren't
than
they?
What I would have expected from you. But, you know, going back to that, you think about a lot of times you have to understand the prophetic voice and the prophetic message is oftentimes the last thing people hear before judgment comes. When you have that prophetic voice coming, I think the Lord uses this ministry a lot to show someone their error before saying, listen, God will plead with you up until a point in time. And then you know what? The finger is drawn in the sand.
We've said that before 100 times. I'm usually the last guy that people will see before they're dealt with.
Yeah, and if you look at the wickedness of people, and you look at, you know, what happened with Noah and what happened with the ark and the Lord's destruction of the earth, and you look at what takes place in the Bible, He'll send forth His prophetic message. Do this. You better get it right. You better, you know, tear down your idols. You better do this and that. If they don't get it right, then the Lord's judgment comes. See, the Lord
You're
is always
wish
faithful.
You did do it right.
Yeah, the Lord is always faithful to warn, faithful to bring forth that message, faithful to give people an opportunity to repent.
You want to hear the heart of God?
Yeah.
This is most awesome. You want to talk about the peak of mercy with a just God. In chapter 3 of Jeremiah, he said, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man's wife, shall he return unto her again? Shall not the land be greatly polluted? This is what the church was preaching against. But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith the Lord.
Wow.
Even though you've committed adultery, I'm still telling you, because of mercy's sake, I want you to return unto me. But they would have none of it. Going on, the gift of the prophet. Again, they say, there is no hope, for I have gone on and I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. Again, he starts to talk about how he's smitten your children, but they receive no correction. He said, your own sword hath devoured your own prophets like a destroying lion. And it's interesting, just like you said, IBM and these big corporations hire prophets to come in and troubleshoot, but the professed church in America will have none of it. And I'll tell you what the problem is. They fail to judge themselves.
Right.
And judgment begins in the house of God. Okay? That's what they don't want.
Yeah.
They don't want to be wrong. They want to maintain what they think they've got.
And you know, going back to before I lose this thought when you were talking about, and my people would have it so, you know, I watch documentaries where people are being interviewed and they're being faced with the commandments, and the commandments are being brought forth for their sin. And people will say, yeah, I know it's wrong. Yes, I know I shouldn't do it. They agree that their lifestyles are wrong. So the Lord's giving them an opportunity, and they know what is right, but they will not have it. They don't want to have it. So as you're talking about here when you're reading that scripture verse, They know what's right, but yet they choose not to do it because my people would have it so. They want to have their sin and indulge in it too.
Well, Jeremiah, again, only acknowledge thine iniquity, thy lawless deeds before
right?
the law of God, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree and have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. This is the voice of a prophet, friends.
Yeah, okay? And you know,
I want to make one more point.
I was just going to say, when you were just saying that, is you have to acknowledge your iniquity. I remember last night you were saying
He wants you to own it.
Exactly.
Yes.
All the Lord wants you to do is own your iniquity. Own your sin.
How can you repent if you don't know what you're repenting for?
I think that's the biggest stumbling block, seriously, for people is to own their sin, to take it to themselves, to not blame someone else, to own and take responsibility for their own sin. Once you own your sin, then the Lord can work with you because at least you're moldable in His sight. You're not some stiff-necked, you can't change.
Let's take it to the moral. Let's take it to the modern church again, and let's go to a guy on the street that says he's a Christian. Ask him to name three of the Ten Commandments. He can't do that. But you ask him the next question, but you said you're a Christian, and he'll say, well, I am a Christian. Well, then what did you repent for? Well, I repent for my sin. Then you ask him the next question. Well, what is sin? Missing the mark. No, that's not what sin is. Sin is the violation of God's moral law, the transgression of His moral law. So how did you get driven to the foot of the cross if you weren't led there is by the schoolmaster, which is the law?
Right. How could you repent of something if you didn't even know what your sin was?
Why do you go to a doctor if you don't know that you have an ailment? The doctor tells you what your ailment is, and then he shows you the cure.
And you wouldn't go to a doctor unless you first realized you had an ailment.
And so those people, they don't understand salvation. They don't. What was it? Martin Luther, the great reformer, he said this, and this was so liberating for me. He said, the man that is ready for judgment day is the man that desires to be freed and strives to be freed from all of his sin. That's the man that is ready for judgment day.
Right.
Okay. But those that don't understand that, I would ask you the question, how do you call yourself a Christian then?
Right.
If you're not striving to be robed with the robe of Christ. Well, this is what happens. Again, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 25. We lie down in our shame. Is this what you're seeing, America? And our confusion covereth us. Is this what we're seeing, America? For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers. Is this what we have done, friends? Yes, it is. From our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord God. Now listen, this is the voice of the Lord God. Chapter 4. Identifying the prophet. Here's the word of the prophet. And thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. There's his message right there. And the nations shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him shall they glory. Now do you understand why you're called the light of the world, friends? I just identified it for you. Because your light is in the light and by the light of men.
Yeah.
And what's His name? Jesus Christ. It's a regeneration and it's a renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's what it means to be born again by the Holy Ghost. And how is it that you know you're born of the Spirit? And how is it that you know you have the faith of Christ? Because you go on and strive towards the kingdom and you seek first the kingdom of in His righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. It's the fact that you're going on in your faith and striving and crying out against your sin. Romans 7.
That shows that
proper
you're really
perspective,
his.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, and people always say, oh, I love the Lord.
Oh, yes.
I love the Lord. Well,
Let's go get a drink, y'all.
Yeah, seriously. Jesus said,
oh, look at that man. Yeah, oh, he's a fine specimen.
If you go to any quote-unquote Christian church, all right, and you ask the congregants there, you say, do you love the Lord? Oh, amen, I love the Lord. And then you ask them, do you know through the Ten Commandments that you were talking about earlier? Well, Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. How can you say that you love the Lord if you don't even know what His commandments are to be able to keep them?
Totally.
Amazing. For those of you who want to donate and say, we love what you guys do, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We cannot do this without your support.
Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk at you then. See ya.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.